This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today in Your Health, a new study sheds light on a disturbing trend among young people. First, though, we'll get a better understanding of migraines.
These debilitating headaches affect far more women than men. Decades ago, such headaches were attributed to women's inability to cope with stress, a sort of hysteria.
Today, scientists know it's all in your head, but not in that old-fashioned sense. Migraines are biologically based, waves of electrical activity traveling across the brain. NPR's Patty Naiman has more.
For Barbara Ige, 47 years old, an administrator at Santa Monica College in California, the migraine started when she was a child.
I was always considered kind of broken. I was the weak kid.
Sounds, smells, certain movements could make her sick.
Anytime there was a smog alert, anytime that somebody came in the house wearing strong perfume or smoking, I couldn't ride in the backseat of a car because if I did, I'd start to throw up and then I'd get these incredible migraines.
Family and friends viewed her, she says, as melodramatic, maybe even making it all up. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth, says Dr. Andrew Charles, a neurologist at UCLA School of Medicine.
This is a PET scan of a patient having a migraine. So this was a patient who was in the scanner for other studies, but serendipitously had a migraine attack while in the scanner.
Charles points to clusters of color that represent blood flow and brain activity.
You can see this spectacular wave of activity that spreads across the surface of the brain.
Often beginning in the area of the brain that's involved in processing vision.
Which is why patients most commonly have visual aura, the jagged lines or sparkling lights that are commonly occur in migraine patients. They occur in about 20 or 30% of migraine patients.
The wave then travels to other regions of the brain, sensation centers. Patients may feel tingling or numbness. The wave can even reach into the brain's language center.
And when that occurs, it can cause really quite dramatic difficulty finding words or garbling of speech.
Thinking can get confused. And then there's the pain. Dr. Charles' patient, Barbara Ige.
For me, it starts as a dull pain, and then I can feel the side of my face going numb. The pressure starts all across my forehead, and then I can't move. I usually put a heating pad over my head. I actually have to wear a heating pad over my head. I wrap myself up so that I kind of can't move. I turn off all the lights and just wait for it to pass.
That can take hours. Scientists believe the pain is generated from deep inside the brain and somehow related to the wave of excited brain cells. What triggers a migraine is nearly as complicated as the migraine itself. There are environmental changes like sounds, light, smells, and movement. There are genes. Migraines are hereditary. But there is a major trigger, and this is why women have so many more migraines than men. Neurologist Jan Brandis says it's all about fluctuating hormones.
And it's that hormonal link that we feel accounts for the increase from adolescence through, essentially through menopause, for the increased numbers of women with migraine over men.
The likely culprit is estrogen, but scientists think a number of other hormones may be involved. It's the uncertainty about exactly what, why, and how that makes treatment so difficult. There are medications to reduce the pain and length of a migraine. Others cut down on the frequency of attacks. But there is no cure. And as many as half of all patients say treatment isn't effective. And nearly everyone says they'd happily try something new if it became available. And that's exactly what Dr. Charles is trying to do here at UCLA's Headache Lab, which bulges with microscopes, cameras, lasers, computers, and here and there, a mouse.
The mouse has a haircut, and you can actually see changes in brain activity, you know, through the intact skull of a mouse that is asleep under anesthesia. It's resting comfortably.
Charles is tracking how the mouse brain reacts to a caffeine-like substance. Caffeine can trigger migraines in humans. Finding effective treatment to reduce the number of attacks is critically important, says neurologist Jan Brandis, because migraines beget migraines.
we've begun to see that frequency of attack is linked to permanent changes in brain. And I think that changes the playing field because that means we really need to think carefully about controlling frequency of attack, and we need to try to do it earlier rather than later.
Especially, says Brandis, because damage to the brain caused by chronic migraines can increase the risk of stroke. Patty Neiman, NPR News.